It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, music contributor Bob Weinberg speaks with Dar Lopez, co-producer of the 24th Riverwalk Blues and Music Festival. Chef Norman Van Aken cooks up A Word on Food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Miami Beach's musical renaissance man David Chesky returns to South Florida with performances of his absurdist opera for kids. Here's our classical arts contributor Charles Greenfield with the details.
David Chesky, former Miami resident and now New York jazz, classical opera and ballet composer, children's books author, jazz pianist and audio technologist and audiophile labelist Chesky Records, and three-time Grammy nominee, has roots in South Florida and compositions flying around the world. In 2010-11, he served as composer-in-residence for the National Symphony of Taiwan, where he gave his world premiere of New York Variations. His comedic adult opera, The Pig, The Farmer, and The Artist, also premiered at the New York Fringe Festival. 2011 also saw the release of his two albums, Urbanicity and String Theory, with electric guitar, violin, and cello, which Classics Today said, String Theory, the music has integrity and gets under your skin. In 2012-13, Chesky won the prestigious Lancaster Symphony Composer Award. His solo piano album, The New York Rags, was released with two other CDs in 2013. His jazz quintet, Jazz and the New Harmonic, combines 21st century harmony with urban jazz, and his children's orchestral ballet, Zephyrtine, has received critical acclaim. Best known for his thrilling and driving urban orchestral music, a term which he himself coined, Chesky has developed his own unique style of composition, merging classical techniques with sounds emanating from the streets of New York. Chesky in recent years has ventured into the world of comic opera and encourages music education in young children. His children's opera, The Mice War, was first presented at the National Theater of Taiwan in Chinese to sold-out audiences in 2011. With such a positive response, the libretto is now being translated into Polish, Italian, and Portuguese and is set for DVD release. In fact, L.A. native and conductor Brian Onderdonk with Orchestra Miami, led by Elaine Rinaldi, will perform David Chesky's The Mice War Sunday, February 9th at 4 p.m. at Pinecrest Gardens Banyan Bowl, 11000 Southwest 57th Avenue, Pinecrest, Florida. Onderdonk will take the show to 9 South Florida elementary schools through February 28th. Recently, I had the pleasure to speak to David Chesky in New York City about his works and his upcoming children's opera, The Mice War. David Chesky, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you.
David, I believe you are a Miami Beach native. What do you remember as an adolescent about Miami Beach and the musical scene that might have played some role in stimulating your own career?
Well, I grew up in Miami Beach. I went to North Beach Elementary, Nautilus Junior High School, and Miami Beach Senior High, and I had a wonderful time growing up. I remember most of my time on the beach and in sports, and I had a great time. It was wonderful. And I think a lot of my early influence were the Latin music I would hear at the beach. So, you know, as a composer today, I write very rhythmically, and I think a lot of those influences came from when I was a child, you know, hearing that type of, you know, pulsating Latin rhythm that emanated from Miami during the 60s. I think it was the, you know, bossa nova craze, and you also had the cha-cha and things like that. But that music was very percussive in rhythm, and it always played a part in my future compositions.
You moved to New York in 1974 as a musician and began composing, performing jazz with the David Chesky Big Band and recording. How did you negotiate such a tough and unyielding urban musical scene?
Well, I think ignorance is bliss. I didn't know any better, and, you know, I was just determined this is what I wanted to do with my life, so I just came like a bull in a china shop. And the one good thing about New York is a great university. You see the best of the best here, and I was exposed to some really great people, and I learned, and I just kept working at it. And I used the city to inspire me. You know, I do this type of music called urban orchestral, and basically in my philosophy that art has to reflect time and culture, and, you know, I live in the middle of New York City, not some beautiful mountainside retreat, and my music reflects this city. It's very pulsating, and, you know, in the subway, I guess the metaphor would be, you know, get out of my face type of thing. So I have a very relentless type of pulsating rhythmic beat to my music.
Now, the New York Times called your music gritty sophistication with street-level energy and currents of exotic folkishness. That seems like a real mouthful. How would you deconstruct that?
Well, I think it's organic. I believe, you know, we can contrive any type of music we want, but I think music has to be organic. When you're, hypothetically, if you're on the beach in Miami and you hear a Latin band playing, instantaneously you want to dance. There's something about it that's organic. What I want to do is take this folkloric music that I hear in New York, rap, funk, hip-hop, Latin, et cetera, and make it into a symphonic language like Bartok and Stravinsky did. They used their folkloric music, you know, and they constructed their works. But this is the music, the folkloric music of my time. So the idea is to take this organic music, fuse it into a larger setting in an orchestral setting, but still retain the organic feeling, which to me makes it poetic and artful.
So you are classically trained so that there is the 12-tone revolution of the early 20th century. Is that part of it at all, or is it still more of this folkloric term that you're using?
No, my harmonic language is very modern. I don't use 12-tone. I use a different type of harmonic language, of parallel clusters. But there is 12-tone in there, but the thing is I disguise it. I like to write like if you were in a fun house and you went and you looked in front of a mirror. I like to take tonality and distort it. And I like to fuse the distorted tonality with these pulsating rhythms to create an American type of sound that really reflects where our culture is going now.
Now, you write orchestral works, operas. You do jazz for piano, ballet, children's books, and, of course, the audio technology. We'll talk separately about the audio in a little while. That's a lot of genres. And is there a common thread to what seem to be different types of genres?
Well, the common thread is I like to do new things all the time. I don't like to eat cornflakes every day. I think it's a challenge. I think when you do one thing, you know, you can get bored of it. So I like to go from jazz, and I like to go to classical. I like to do an opera. I like the challenge of the technology world. Sometimes I'm a little frustrated in the orchestral classical world where I say 100 years ago and classical music is considered new and technology 24 hours ago is considered old. So I think it's all these things just keep me stimulated.
Ballets and children books. What's going on there?
Well, I think it's very important that we bring in the next generation to the arts. And since I see the school systems and this country kind of failing to do that, I decided that I would write works for children, you know, in the vein of Peter and the Wolf, to engage them. I think it's important. I have this new ballet called the Zephyrtine that just was in Portugal, and we have a CD that just came out. But it's this magical ballet, and it's with a full orchestra, very rhythmic. But it's, you know, a fairy tale story for children. And we'll discuss later, you know, the Mice War, which I think is important. It teaches children the absurdity of war, but at the same time, it's a nice entree into the world of opera for them. If our institutions are going to survive and we're going to pass down our culture to the next generation, we need to get them involved at a very early age. It's not something that they're going to walk in one day when they're 16 and say, you know, I think I want to go hear DeRozan Cavalier. It's not going to happen. They have to be weaned on it.
Now, before we go into opera, let's go into tech a little bit. Can you give us a simplified version of what's going on in your studios?
I have two tech companies. One's Chesky Records, where we develop new recording technologies, and we're doing binaural recordings. And instead of using microphones, we use a dummy head with a lot of DSP filtering. And this way, when you hear the recording back, it's like you were actually in the venue listening to the orchestra. So if you heard a record from Carnegie Hall, instead of it appearing on two speakers like it was a recording, you feel that you're in Carnegie Hall. And also, this translates a lot better to headphones. Since we live in a world of headphones, this type of recording sounds spectacular on headphones as well. So the other tech company I have is HD Tracks, where we distribute all the records from all the major labels and artists around the world in high-resolution technology, and it's much better sound than CD. It's 192 kilobits, 24 bits, and it's the same as listening to DVD audio, but we can deliver to you on the web in a few seconds.
And now,
it's much better than an MP3.
Right. Let's go into the opera. You are going to present The Mice War here in South Florida in February. It will be performed by conductor Brian Onderdonk and the Orchestra Miami in collaboration with Florida Grand Opera. What's going on in The Mice War, and how did you come about writing this?
Well, the Mice Wall is a little absurdist opera for children. It's basically that the blue mice get in a war with the red mice over the color of cheese. As the opera unfolds, you see how ridiculous it is, and it shows children how ridiculous war is. And that's why I wrote this opera. And at the same time, it exposes them to classical music. And, you know, it's doing really well. It's playing in Asia. It's in Europe now. And I'm very happy that Elaine Rinaldi and Orchestra Miami undertook this project. And I think, you know, people down there should really enjoy it with their families.
We have to close now, David. What are some new works coming out that we can hear about very briefly?
Well, I have a new CD, the New York Rags, which are a collection of ragtime modern piano music I wrote with vignettes from New York City. I have another piece, the Zephyrtine Ballet, just came out on CD. I'm currently in the studio. We're finishing up a rap symphony, which I wanted to try. It's a symphony with rappers to, like I said, try to reflect what's going on in our culture. And that's turning out to be a lot of fun as well. And then I go back to Europe for my operas, and I'm going to do another jazz record. So that's kind of it for now.
Very busy man, David Chesky. I want to thank you for attending South Florida Arts Beat.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, and hopefully I'll be down on the beach soon.
David Chesky's children's opera, The Mice War, will be presented in 9 South Florida elementary schools throughout February with L.A.-based conductor Brian Onderdonk in collaboration with 3 young artists from the Florida Grand Opera, as well as 8 professional musicians from Orchestra Miami. The main performance takes place February 9th at Pinecrest Gardens Banyan Bowl. Tickets can be purchased online through Orchestra Miami's website, orchestramiami.org, or by calling Brown Paper Tickets at 1-800-838-3006. For information on David Chesky, go to his website, davidchesky.com. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.